Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 32, the verses 44 to 47. Deuteronomy 32, 44 to 47. So Moses came with Joshua, son of Nun, and recited all the words of this song to the people. When Moses had finished reciting all these words to the people of Israel, he added, "Take to heart all the words of warning I have given you today. Pass them on as a command to your children, so they will obey every word of these instructions. These instructions are not empty words, they are your life. By obeying them, you will enjoy a long life in the land you will occupy when you cross the Jordan River." My theme for reflection is not empty words, the last charge that keeps you alive. Not empty words, the last charge that keeps you alive. Moses is nearing the end. Leadership is shifting. Joshua stands beside him, and yet Moses' final concern is not his legacy, his reputation, or even the smoothness of the transition. His urgency is simpler and deeper. The word of God must remain at the center. The problem Moses is confronting is not a lack of information. Israel has heard God's commands for decades. The real danger is drift, forgetfulness, spiritual boredom, selective obedience, and the illusion that life can be built on something lighter than truth. Moses knows how quickly a people can move from awe to apathy, from dependence to self-confidence, and from "the Lord is your strength" to "we have got this." So Moses spoke all the words in the hearing of the people, and then he charges them, "Set your hearts on all the words, command your children, be careful to observe." The solution God gives is not novelty but remembrance, truth received, rehearsed, and handed on. Joshua's presence matters. It signals continuity. Leaders change, generations turn, seasons shift, but God's word does not. The bridge between yesterday's faith and tomorrow's obedience is not charisma, not nostalgia, not even strong institutions. It is a heart fastened to God's speech. Then Moses gives the most practical theology imaginable. "These are not idle words for you, they are your life." That is the great lie Moses is resisting, that scripture is optional, decorative, or merely inspirational. When God's word is treated as extra, life thins out, convictions weaken, love cools, and we start searching for meaning in louder but emptier places. C.S. Lewis puts the idea another way. "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." That quiet dissatisfaction is often the sign of a life searching for its true center, one that cannot be found apart from the living God. To let scripture interpret scripture, hear Joshua, later echo Moses. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." Joshua 1 verse 8. Not prosperity as mere comfort, but success as faithful living, steadiness, wisdom, courage, and endurance. What does this mean for us today? We live in an age of distractions that can make God's word feel slow, even inconvenient. The practical nemesis is not always open rebellion. It is quiet substitution, replacing scripture with slogans, prayer with scrolling, worship with busyness, and obedience with excuses. Moses calls that what it is, futility. God's word is not an accessory to life, it is the path by which life becomes whole. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I begun treating God's word as helpful rather than my life? Number two, what am I intentionally passing on by word and example to the next generation? And now, our practical exercise for the day. Choose one short passage, Deuteronomy 32:46-47, or Joshua 1 verse 8. Write it out by hand and share it with one person, child, friend, spouse, or colleague, adding one sentence, this is why I am trying to build my life on God's word. Lord God, steady our hearts in a distracted world. Forgive us for treating your word as optional when you call it life. Plant your truth deep within us. Shape our decisions, our relationships, and our hopes by what you have spoken. Help us to stand on faith with humility and joy, and to trust you through every transition. Make us a people of the word and a people made alive by your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.